from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And joining us here on set now is Jen Perry from Chicopee, who is dealing with breast cancer, and it's LFS, but I'm gonna give it a try. Leframini syndrome. Is that right?
That's perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Great.
And who's,
job.
And who's with you today?
This is my daughter.
Because of my
my daughter Samantha.
Okay. Yeah, go in front of the bun. It'll lean against it, and then you'll be okay. There you go. Now squinch it down
there
a little
go.
Bit, and you.
Or you could go around the bun.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it's okay.
I think
now.
It works.
I think that. I think
all
that.
Right,
so Jen, kind of tell us your story and where does it begin.
Well, it actually probably began with my mom. My mom had breast cancer, and she passed away from breast cancer. And then after I had my second daughter, this is my older daughter, Sam, I have another daughter. And, you know, we had been watched closely because although we didn't know we had the syndrome at the time, you know, when you have a parent that has cancer, you're being watched a little bit more closely. And so then I found out I had cancer right after I'd had my second daughter, like 6 months after. You know, ended up coming to Dana-Farber. They're really, I grew up in Framingham, even though I live in Western Mass now.
Do you know Lou?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Who in Framingham
doesn't know
Lou?
That's true.
Lou and Sean McAdam. Those
are the
two. Did you
guys go to school together? Is that what it is?
Well, no, but Lou actually came to one of our fundraisers at the very beginning of the organization. So he was amazing. So, yeah. But, you know, so then I ended up having a choice of where to go. And Dana-Farber, for me, being a Boston person, was the only place to go.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have picked a better place, you know.
So you realize it's genetic, right? So they tell you a little bit different. You have your daughter, so you get them. Do they get tested as well?
Yeah.
And then what happens after that?
So at the time, I didn't know I actually had a genetic syndrome. I just assumed because my mother had cancer that I had gotten cancer. And then several years later, thanks to some wonderful doctors at Dana-Farber, we found out, we got tested after my younger sister got breast cancer. And they're like, well, you know, we're going to test you for this. You probably won't have it. It's very rare.
Sure enough.
Let's just do it. Sure enough, of course, she has it. So then they test me. I have it. And I had already had both my children. So we got them tested. They both have it. And thankfully, my granddaughter does not. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I was going to say, because like I was kind of doing all the math in my head, like you have two wonderful daughters. They're 30 and 21.
Yep.
And you said it was after your second daughter. So have you been living with this
for
like 2 decades?
I have. I'm very grateful for that. And
wow.
Yeah. And, you know, thanks to like Dr. Judy Garber, she's been wonderful. She's kind of like our guardian angel, and she took us down to the NIH. It was the first like scientific symposium they had in 2010, and it was the first time they'd gotten anyone with this rare syndrome together. It was only like 565 families, I think, in the world at the time. Now there's there's thousands, but at the time there wasn't. And a few years later, we formed a 501c3, and she's been tremendous. And I think that's what's so beneficial for us, is having doctors that not only care for you, but care about you and, you know, help us with the research and everything to hopefully someday get to a point where we're not waiting for that other shoe to drop. Because when you have the syndrome, that's kind of what you're waiting for.
Now, Sam, were you diagnosed with breast cancer this year?
Yeah.
So talk about that. What happened with that? And
so I was diagnosed with cancer, but only in one breast. And I actually found the lump myself. Thankfully, Judy Garber was actually listened to me, because not every doctor does when you tell them that you feel like there might be something going on. And then I was tested, and everything kind of went very quickly from there. So I did have a double mastectomy, waiting for my second surgery, and hopefully it'll be all good.
Were you, this might sound like an odd question.
No.
Was there a part of you that was almost like, expecting it in a way?
I found out that I had LFS when I was 18, and I had just had my daughter, so I was really hoping that I didn't ever have to get it, but you know, you expect it.
How did both of you actually explain it to your daughter and granddaughter respectively, kind of sort of what's going on? You've almost normalized it in your life.
It's challenging. But I will say, I always tried to present to my children that knowledge is power. And I feel Dana-Farber kind of helped us with that. And I think it's really important, because I think it saves lives. So no matter how afraid you are, and it is a scary journey you're going through, if you can catch things early and you can take care of them earlier, you know, the outcomes are so much better. So
I definitely talked to my daughter about I am not shy.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, okay.
But she is very smart, knowledgeable, but she'll go to a doctor's appointments with me. I don't shy away from telling her details. She's very curious, and she asks a lot of questions. So I just tell her the truth.
Wow. If someone came up to you and said LFS, kind of what is it? Sort of how concerned should I be? Like, when people just come up and inquisitively ask you about it, what is it that you tell them?
Well, I tell them it's a genetic syndrome, and you hear a lot about that now as genetics are kind of getting out there a lot more. And again, being president of the organization, you hear that a lot. But I always say you have to come from a position of hope. Always. And that's one of the things we stand by, and that's really important. And then it just predisposes you to multiple different cancers. So it's not like something has metastasized and things like that. It's just you survive one cancer and you have a 60%+ chance of getting completely unrelated cancer. So it's more just coming from a position of hope, and you can live with this, and we just got to stay on top of it. And surveillance is really important. And that's why, you know, facilities like Dana-Farber is really important, because without the surveillance, it's really hard to catch things early. So it's very important that you stay on top of things.
You'd mentioned earlier that there were not as many cases. Now we know there's a whole bunch of families that are living through this. Is the word spreading? Is this out there more? And now the testing has sort of brought it to the forefront a little bit?
Yeah, so testing was really tough. And they had like kind of a tree of what they looked at, like who should be tested. And now that they know more about it, that has spread. So the options are bigger, but testing's become more affordable. It was very unaffordable. You know, you can imagine genetic testing as it was still kind of, I guess, in the infancy stages back, you know, when I was diagnosed.
Right. Now you go online and find out what 18 countries you were from or something like that. How much background.
It's not in those tests, but yeah.
No, it isn't.
It isn't. I wouldn't be going deep enough for that, but it's, you know, really great that technology and the science has come so far that, you know, more people can get tested and know, because especially for LFS, your treatment matters. It can actually cause cancers in you that it wouldn't in someone else. So it
doesn't
matter.
As far as like, physician care, doctors, do you guys share the same doctor? How did that kind of, you're laughing a little bit. What happened?
Was a question between every woman in the family, like who Sam's going to, it was a whole thing.
Who's Sam going to use? And then what did you decide on? Was it?
Mom decided?
Okay.
Yeah.
Still playing mom.
You can't help it. You know, I mean,
you played the knowledge card, didn't you?
Yeah.
No matter what. But
it was still different though. It was still a different doctor.
But you know, you want the doctors that obviously specialize in the genetic syndrome, and that's really important because they understand which cancers you're predisposed to.
Okay.
If you're a woman, you have almost 100% chance of getting breast cancer. So
Jeez.
It's really important that you're doing the right things.
Yeah.
Well, Jen and Samantha, thank you for telling your mutual story.
So much.
This was very enlightening on LF.
We're learning a lot
like
today.
I think a lot of people came away enlightened. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just
thank you for having us.
People like you and your show, I listen to you guys every day for years, and I just want to say you guys help us too and inspire
us.
Well,
we appreciate it.
We're going through tough times. So
well, I was going to say, but that's a real tough time if you're relying on us to get through, but we'll take
it.
We will take it. Thank you very much, ladies. We appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.